April 3rd, 2023. Podcast 426, episode 426. Let's go. Of course, I have a few things to share with you guys. An evening of reflection. Shall we? Florida man gets a lengthy prison term for shooting himself. I guess that's what they mean when they say you are your own worst enemy. You can't get out of your own way. You are the only one stopping you. A Florida man who fired his weapon and shot himself with it during at least one burglary was recently sentenced to spend decades in prison. Justin McCall, 28, was found guilty on multiple burglary charges by retired judge Paul A. Rasmussen, who took senior status in the Sunshine State's First Circuit Judicial Court over a decade ago. The judge sentenced the defendant to 20 years in prison on March 6th. State Attorney Ginger Bonin Madden said in a Monday press release, "You know, when you think of burglars, you think of people who are stealthy, quiet, ninjas with cat-like reflexes. No, not him. Nope. The Elmer J. Fudd of thiefdom. McCall was charged with 13 separate crimes in relation to a series of automobile burglaries that occurred between late October 2022 and early January 2023, the state attorney's office said. It's a numbers game, baby. Only experienced burglars will understand. Yep. And when you find me an experienced burglar to explain it to me, maybe I'll understand, because he's definitely not one of them. In addition to stealing miscellaneous items from the vehicles he burglarized, after all those attempts, he came away with junk. Me personally, I'm a quality over quantity person. McCall stole a firearm from an unsecured vehicle, highly irresponsible. The press release notes McCall then proceeded to burglarize another vehicle with the stolen firearm in hand. While rummaging through that vehicle, McCall accidentally discharged the firearm and shot himself in the leg, which resulted in McCall pleading for help from the very person whose vehicle he had just burglarized. He's such an idiot, he probably thought somebody shot him before he realized he shot himself. And if you're the victim, how do you not sit on the porch with a cup of coffee and watch him squirm for another 20-30 minutes before you call the cops? The firearm theft that resulted in his injury, however, was not the defendant's first, law enforcement noted. At the time of his arrest for the burglaries, he was on probation for grand theft of a firearm. So regardless if you think the system was lenient on him or not, the fact is they still gave him a chance to turn his life around. He was also out on bond for two additional burglaries when he fired the unlucky shot that finally found him out. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. And as for the owners of those firearms that were found unsecured, they need fines or tickets or something, because those guns could have made it to the hands of someone that actually used them to commit a violent crime. At the scene of the shooting, responding deputies with the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office discovered McCall had stolen clothing from some of the vehicles in question and was wearing those clothes at the same time, the state attorney's office said. Really? Like a change of clothes is going to throw the police off the trail? Even better, like a gaping hole in your leg from a gunshot wound is going to go unnoticed. McCall shot himself on January 4th, 2023. What a way to start your year, sir. He was found by OCSO deputies with a gunshot wound to the leg, the sheriff's office said. He was transported to a nearby hospital for treatment. An ensuing investigation conducted along with the Crestview Police Department found that the defendant had been captured by several home video surveillance cameras breaking into vehicles in the area. In a normal scenario, outside of the guns, nobody really keeps anything of value in their car like that. What did he think he was going to find in there? Some Bitcoin? A homeowner on Zach Avenue says she discovered someone had broken into her car and taken her purse. And with that, what do you got? A few bucks in cash, some debit cards. It's more of an inconvenience to the victim than it is a real loss, the OCSO said in a press release at the time of the arrest. Later, while watching a neighbor's surveillance video, she saw McCall on camera wearing her white Sperry boots, which had been in her home's garage. I looked up pictures of white Sperry boots for women, and damn it, that's more embarrassing than the gunshot wound. Have you no shame? Just seeking new lows. The defendant is expected to serve a full 20 years, and they should make him wear those boots for at least 5 of them in the Florida Department of Corrections under the terms of the state's 10-20 life statute, which mandates strict and lengthy prison sentences for felonies committed with the use of a gun. In this case, the defendant shooting himself in the leg appears to have been found by the judge to have triggered the statute. And that has to be the textbook definition of screwing yourself in every aspect of the term if I've ever seen it before. Bravo. McCall has 13 felony guilty convictions since 2012 in Florida, including 6 for burglary and 4 for grand theft. Next up, Barber accused of posing as officer to see Megan Thee Stallion at Final Four Fest post $20,000 bond. If you're 13 and older, the tickets only costed $8. $10 at the door. How close did you need to get? Talk about overstepping. A man accused of pretending to be a police officer to sneak into Friday's Final Four Fan Fest concert where Megan Thee Stallion headlined faced the judge on Monday. It only costed $10 at the door. It was free if you were a Capital One cardholder. Trayvon Lil Darius Stevenson, that's his real name, now I understand why, 28, was held in the Harris County Jail over the weekend after being charged with impersonating a public servant. All the irony, how he impersonated the people hired to keep people like him out of there. Court documents read that Stevenson allegedly wore a police K-9 vest and claimed to be working security as a police officer with the intention of seeing Megan Thee Stallion's sold-out performance at Discovery Green. Attorneys said Stevenson is actually a barber in Houston and has no qualifications as any type of officer, you don't say. What if something broke out and he really had to be security and the only interaction he got with Megan Thee Stallion was her watching him get tossed around like a rag doll? Although he was wearing a police K-9 vest, he reportedly did not have a dog with him, according to attorneys. All I keep thinking about is that stuffed Rottweiler on that episode of Martin. On Monday, the judge granted Stevenson, who has no previous record, a $20,000 bond. It only costed $10 to get in, bruh. Court records show Stevenson bonded out after his hearing. If he was willing to go that far, the least he could have done was ball one of his friend's dogs. That way he wouldn't look like the only guard he knows are the ones that go on Clippers. Megan Thee Stallion is a fantastic draw, big draw, especially here in Houston, but this is still a felony case. You cannot go and impersonate an officer to get into a concert venue, prosecutor Matthew Jackson told Eyewitness News at Monday's hearing. In other words, grow up, fanboy. And honestly, she does great crowd work. He probably would have had a better chance meeting her if he just would have bought the ticket and attended the concert as himself. Fun show. Fun show. Fun show. That being said, I'm going to wrap this one up, but I'll be sure to talk to you guys very, very soon. Adios.